If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, yesterday, the ANCSG Phile Mbalula spoke about one Brown Mokgosi. And this is what he had to say.
And I'm telling you the truth that if it was not because of these things, we wouldn't have known about this guy. And I'm saying he will not be the last one. There will be others elsewhere who are behaving like him. Name dropping, associations, and all of that. These are associations. They are not in the ANC to work for it. Our members who toil every day, deliver victories for the ANC, don't behave like this. Who go to sleep without food and do a door-to-door to convince people to vote for the ANC, you will never find the types of Brian Mokgosi in that milieu. You will never. We've got members who love this organization. And when it goes down, they cry. And it is not them who are bringing it down. It is characters like this who think that this organization, they can do as they wish, bring it down, and bayenze into bayithanda.
Very, very, very strong words. Before we even get to that, I don't know why it is that the SG of the ANC, Phile Mbalula, thinks we care which organization Brown Mokgosi belongs to. Because you know one thing, he was campaigning for CR17. Mm-hmm. Now, whether he's a member of the ANC, it's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. We know what he did. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Brown Mokgosi himself then gave an exclusive interview to SABC. This is what he had to say.
They're really ridiculous to me, and I want the answers to me. Let me give you one. He traveled with Vusi Keke abroad. Vusi Keke has been convicted and sentenced for the killing of Mandela Maswe. It was also shown that he was with Vusi Keke 2-3 days before Mandela Maswe was murdered. I know Bozwani's family. You know, with our interaction, they showed me some proof that actually Bozwani gave Phile Mbalula 1 million rand. And he promised to pay back. Today, the money is not paid. I'm saying, inasmuch as he was with Vusi Keke, currently Vusi Keke has been sentenced. We have to label him. We have to tell him you can't be a member of the ANC. You're traveling with someone who's been convicted and sentenced. That's what I'm saying. That the same applies to his wife in Free State. She's involved. She was involved in a housing scandal. Where Fiki is a direct beneficiary because his husband. You have to say, no, you can't be a Secretary General because now your wife is implicated. He's using the name Brown Mokgosi to actually attack his target. And that target is Senzongu. This whole thing that led to the Madlanga Commission, the target is Senzongu. You need to check something very important here. Everyone, whether working or employed, for you to be employed, you produce a curriculum in time. Nobody writes on his CV that I'm a thief. So meeting with Kate Matlala, if ever he has done something wrong elsewhere, he didn't tell me. Every businessman will never tell you that I'm a thief or whatever. The things you are discussing, what you are discussing at that moment, they take us back to the right platform which is coming now. He's a businessman, I'm a businessman, but remember the commission is coming.
Yeah, so we apologize for the quality of that audio. That's just how it is on the SABC website. Shame, I don't know why, but I've brought this up before. Whenever SABC posts internet clips, they're always phasing. Please, guys, we use your clips. I can help you. So help me so I can help you. Send me the clip, I'll take it to my studio, I'll final mix it, then I'll send it back to you so that we can use it properly. Anyway, on a more serious matter, this is not the first time that Phile Mbalula has been marred in a public spat with an individual. Mm. You remember about 2 years ago, Advocate Musiem Kevane's husband, David, also brought up Bozwani. Do you remember that?
Yes.
He said this.
Recently, he was calling some of the comrades, Abu Malambani. He must go and answer for Bozwani issue. There's a lot of issues. He's got a lot on his plate. And I'm sending this warning direct to him. Because I'm not scared of him.
Now, in case you don't know who Bozwani is an individual who was assassinated. It must have been maybe 6 or 7 years ago now. Shot in Pretoria. He was a business person. He was owed money by the ANC. Mm-hmm. Lots of money. He successfully attached some of the ANC assets. I think it was over 100 million. Kind the same position that the ANC is in now,
yes,
right? Because they also owe about 84 million. The assets have been attached. Mm. Sheriff has been to Lutuli House. Landi Furniture was only 140,000, you know, not a dent on the debt. Anyway, the point that we need to make here, and I suppose we need to all ventilate this issue, is why is it that whenever the ANC seems to be under attack or there seems to be a negative story about it, Feel it makes it personal, right? Because now it's seeming like an ANC versus Brian Mokgosi issue. Mm. Whereas Brian Mokgosi is just one of the people that was implicated. Mm. There's so many other names. I don't see Fikile speaking about them. But maybe it's because Brian Mokgosi is also very openly going out there and naming names.
Mm.
And headed towards the elections, this cannot be good. Boy, this can't be good. Mm. There are people that are dead here. This is not just allegations. This is criminal activity, if some of it is true. Mpo?
Would you not say there is a level of, and I'm going to be very blunt, emotional intelligence at play here, or the lack thereof? Because if you are the SG of the party, more often than not, you speak on behalf of the party. But if you are unable to separate your own emotional attachments to whoever you're speaking on and just make it about you speaking for the party and not for yourself, therein lies the problem. And from Gudala, Ntate Mbalula has struggled with separating party politics and personal matters.
Look, ever since he became SG, even my dad was saying, he's like, he treats the ANC like it's his own party now.
Yes.
Oh boy.
It's his own brand.
Yeah. Anyway, Kat, what are your thoughts? Because you see, something like this is not only going to ruin Fikile Mbalula's reputation, but it's going to ruin the ANC as well, according to his own admission.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's saying this thing is going to make the party go down.
Yes.
But we also know that Brian Mokgosi was one of the campaign, I guess, fundraisers for CR17.
Mm.
So there's a link there. Whether it's a member or not, but he was definitely leading a campaign and raising funds.
Yes. I think the reality is, if you look at the ANC, whether people are guilty or not, or have been found guilty by the courts, they've been infiltrated by sketchy characters.
Mm.
And it's just so bad in terms of those number of people who are dodgy, who find their tentacles in business and tenders, and who have their own self-interests. It's hard to uproot so many. So I think Fikile Mbalula, it's his temperament, I think, anyway, to be quite emotional. Because he holds the party in his heart, so it's indicative of that. But I think it's just too many dodgy people in the party.
And the problem that Fikile is going to be faced with is that he himself is under siege. Every forum, Babis, by Kipa Zonke, manje, right? Mm. There's trips to Dubai, and these are proven now. So, bro, I don't think you want this heat. You don't want the smoke right now.
Mm. No, I think Fikile Mbalula has taken managing perceptions too far.
Yeah.
He always feels like he needs to say something even when he doesn't. And more often than not, the more he says something, the more damage he causes. I just wonder if there's anyone that is whispering in his ear, sometimes. Like, just keep quiet.
Mm.
I don't think he kind of knew what kind of a character this Brian Mokgosi is, right?
Okay.
First of all, he's dealing with some very dangerous people here.
Mm-hmm.
We know because of the allegations, and we know because bodies have disappeared,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Brown, he doesn't seem like he cares to me.
But therein lies,
is out in public.
For me, therein lies the crux of the matter. Because you might not know what kind of a character you're dealing with, step back, observe first. Then when you do speak from a place of know-how. Because right now, all you're doing is putting a target on the ANC's back.
What are your thoughts? Let us know. With this thing that's unfolding currently, are you inclined to believe Brian Mokgosi? Or are you inclined to side with the ANC and Fikile Mbalula?
I mean, I'm not a logo. I'm a Brian Mokgosi in Jaluma Kuluma. I'm not a every time I'm not a same cotin. I'm not a Funuk Vela, Marufunuk Vela, Mara Ofunusho, Marafunusho, Uzu to Hamagatu Abuya, Yabo. Yeah, I'm proud of
that. That's funny.
You know what is painful, Lass, is I think what's painful is that Ufikile Mbalula is fully aware that there are people who are campaigning for the ANC on a daily basis but still go to bed hungry. Yeah, that's a very painful pill to swallow.
Nambikebandla, when he made that admission, and I know what he was trying to say, but that's a very sad state for a governing party to be in, especially when you guys are chowing hundreds of millions, if not billions.
Since the world, like since Madlanga Fikile is everywhere, in every platform, Brown this, Brown. In some of instances, he contradicts himself. He doesn't know Brown. Brown is not a member of ANC. Before you know it, he's a correct member of the ANC. He's just all over the place. He's overreaching. He can't even, I don't know if he has to do all these interviews or he should have just taken a back seat and see how this movie plays. And he never disputes all these allegations against him. Let him come and say Brown is lying, you know, and then the truth needs to come out. He can't. This guy's, yo.
Well, look, as the SG of the party, I think he's well within his right to defend the party if he's brought into disrepute.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What I don't think he should do is get personal, though. And that's what he's done now.
I think those people, he has personal vendettas now, were beyond the ANC, because of, you don't hear him speaking about Edwin Sodi, while my newspapers are covering Edwin Sodi left, right and center, which means these ones, they had a personal fallout now. And now he's using his position to attack them directly. In any case, again, now he's not doing justice to himself, because now I'm exposed. It can't be Uguti, he's been implicated in Dwenezingaga. I know King Oswang.
Agatul, I think we discussed this last week, Uguti. But if this continues, kona magama asazophuma, guys. Kona amagama asazophuma. Umotho mouth Mbalula akathule kwamanje. Ngoba khona umuntu ozothi mara nawe why urasa kanganga ngoba ngakunikeza i200,000 ngalelanga so. Sometimes it helps just to, you know, fly under the radar, like you're not even there. We have Abu Brian Mukhosi, Abu Ket Matlala, Abu Cyril Ramaphosa. Oh, there's more names to come. There is more names to come. Trust me. Sizwe, businessmen, ni safe lapho, ni safe. Angathola ama funding. Sengiyabuza nje.
Ah, mina ngi please. Angisathi na nesend in government. Ngiyabona ngilangiqethuke. Don't worry about me. I sleep very soundly.
One thing about Ntate Fikile Mbalula is that uncle that you vent to when you are not okay, and you vent to him about your friend. And the one time you get into an argument with your friend and you ask him to intervene, instead of coming as an adult to say, "Banabam, this is not how we do things," he comes with a 50 liter of petrol and he just fafazas it everywhere. Petrol. That's Fikile Mbalula. I don't know why they are still sending him to open his mouth. I don't know why he's still being sent to speak, because all the time, this is what he does. He will personalize things. He will take things a bar higher than it should be. Oh, no, dada.
Afix must just keep quiet. Focus on the campaign for next year and your councillors and don't. You see, the president is focusing on those things. Hey, we are planning to eradicate poverty. Hey, we have a plan for unemployment. The president is not too dwelling to fix. Keep quiet. Tula Fikile Mbalula.
Well, maybe the president knows he's not going to be there, so he doesn't care either way. ANC right now, in the process of being liquidated, I would think that the SG has bigger fish to fry.
Ufikile Mbabza, we'll try again the damage control, and then it's too late to go down the damage control. Say, I'm denying a man, Brian Mukhosi, and then say, it's a NATO, go to campaign, door to door, and what. everyone who's involved in the ANC doing those door-to-door campaigns, they actually there to benefit something from the ANC. If ANC have benefited next by another, say about the salary malaction, Umbaxi, Umbalula, and Zinator Zoguti, they don't know who is Brand Mohoti, Antilocas, Floca, and Mali with a party up, Beba Mazi, now we are Mazi, all our ops.
So I'm thinking, Ogoto figure maybe just wants to make so much noise about this guy that it takes away attention from what is actually happening. Maybe he's thinking, Ogoto, the more noise he makes and the more he's trying to prove himself innocent in the people's eyes, by the time this guy decides to start speaking, goes over as if Okuluma manga or something. Maybe it's just his way of doing damage control before it damages yenzakala, you know, because I feel ukuthi kuningi ekusazophuma. Hey, sisazozizwa bandla yazi. Hey, kusekuncane lo.
But here's the thing, right? Every time Fikile speaks, it's like he provokes Brown.
Yeah.
Ubrown's way, Lele, Fikile speaks, I think Ubrown is his gut. Then he disappears again, Fila speaks, Abu Yofuzu Brana, she has his cut.
You know what's the biggest issue, right? Yes, I understand that a lot of people complain that the president of the ANC, president of the country, is always quiet when it comes to important matters.
Yes.
Ufikile, it's almost like he's trying to say, if you want proper leadership, I do not keep quiet when matters have to do with the ANC. I will always be speaking. But in doing that, like you say, problems.
In all fairness, though, as the SG, that is his duty. I don't mind him defending the ANC.
When's that cool, though?
Yes. The problem is just personalizing it.
Yeah.
You see?
So, guys, what have you let Lamini said? Skeletons in the closet. Now these skeletons, they don't want to stay in the closet anymore. It's like they are jumping out everywhere. Now the scary part is, come that national elections are barking. Party elections are ANC. Those skeletons now, they'll be popping like the popcorns. Multiple stab wounds, they'll be stabbing each other. All because of leadership. And it's like these people are actually fighting over a carcass. Party's gone, dead.
Somebody actually said, Uguti, the small onion skeletons are now fully grown.
Yeah.
Good morning, Sister World. I don't think Uguti ANC saw this coming. Bebeng as Uguti Brown will just vomit the truth like they, like he is doing. So nje nabo fikile basamukuvala lapho nalapho uvela bhedeke nje shemo baba wabantu kosiyama akazikuthenzeni. Ay, good luck kubo shemo kodwa siyakhala.
Hey, bayatatazela.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.